Hey guys, welcome to another episode of a not so kid friendly Disney podcast. Ahab here, and today is our official first episode where we're really going to talk Disney news. What I kind of gave you guys leading up to this were just like two fun episodes I decided to record during my downtime. And this is our D23 episode. We're going to talk everything that was announced over this last weekend. Before we get into that, though, I just want to introduce my wife, Katie.
Hello.
Who decided to join me on this.
I didn't really have a choice.
You did not. You did not at all. I need to talk to somebody or else it looks weird when I'm in the kitchen talking to myself.
It does.
I know.
Not going to lie.
So, this weekend was a really exciting weekend. Starting late Thursday night was the preview, was D23.
Yeah.
And
pretty cool.
Yeah, it was super cool. For anyone that doesn't know what D23 is, D23 is the big Disney announcement. Not just Disney parks, but just the Disney company in general.
It's like a big conference.
Massive,
basically.
Yeah. It's huge. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday night, they do a preview. There was a lot of stuff that people got to see at the preview that kind of gave you an idea of what was going to happen throughout the week.
Yeah, totally. They had, they revealed a bunch of those posters, the attraction posters, with a lot of, little revealing Sunday tidbits, which was kind of cool.
They cock teased everybody there.
They did.
For on the preview. They had a
bunch of... Wasn't very nice.
Yeah, they had a bunch of attraction posters, and then two of them weren't there, and it just said Sunday reveal, and you're like, what the fuck?
Revealing Sunday.
But yeah, it was super exciting, but... They announced a lot of shit. So we're going to get into it. Katie didn't get really a chance to see all the Disney Plus announcements.
It's okay. I have an article.
Yeah, I know you got an article. I got a bunch of notes typed up for it. We're going to go through Disney Plus, and then we're going to talk Disney Plus. We'll talk about some movies, but then we'll get into like the real thick of it, which was Disney Park announcements.
Like, all the crap that we're like super excited about.
The reason why I watch D23.
Pretty much.
Which, like, if you ever get a chance to watch it, there's other stuff that they do outside of that. They have all kinds of cool, like, seminars and things and panels. But they live stream, an official live stream at least, a very small percentage of it.
Yeah.
Disney Legends is live streamed every year. If you ever get a chance, there's playbacks of it online.
Yeah, that was cool. It was cute.
Yeah, Disney Legends is cool. It's like their honorary kind of award ceremony they have for certain people in the field that do things for Disney, whether they're longtime Imagineers or people who star in the movies. Like Robert Downey Jr. was a Disney honorary Disney legend this year.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera was one for music, which was kind of cool. John Favreau, Robin Roberts. Diane Sawyer, I forgot her name for a second, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, so and then a handful of Imagineers have been around since the 60s.
Really cool. The lady that coordinates, Electrical Parade, Electrical Parade. She was a little weird, but it was cool.
I got teary-eyed during her speech.
Is it because she works in the parks for like a million years?
Yeah,
because
she's built everything that I lived off of as a kid.
That's true. I will say the one thing that I really appreciated about the Legends ceremony, at least what you and I watched about it, was like how clean everything was. You know, like award ceremonies, sometimes people get off on their like soapboxes. Yeah. I felt like everybody, probably like, if you say some shit, we're going to murder you.
Yeah, they don't play that game. The mouse is watching.
Yeah.
Though Robert Downey Jr. did explain his first time he ever went to Disneyland, he got caught smoking weed.
On the gondola.
Yeah, on the gondola. That was a pretty good speech. That was the first speech of the night. They started big.
I will say, like, Robin Roberts had me rolling, though.
Didn't she say black doesn't crack?
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack.
Yeah. Well, she's talking about her brother having great grandchildren. And she made a little remark. She said, yeah, I know black don't crack.
He looks 30.
Which was really funny. Like the whole auditorium lost their minds for a second.
Yeah,
which was nice to see. Like, I've grown up watching Robin Roberts and Diane Sawyer, for that matter, on news channels and shit. And it was kind of cool to see like a different side of their personalities, because I've only seen them like as newscasters, like Robin Roberts on GMA and Diane Sawyer on World News Tonight. So it was kind of cool.
You get like they kind of explain why Disney means a lot to them, and they talk about like their first Disney trip as a kid.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Like Disney sent them like probably like, okay, you can talk about whatever you want in your speech, but the one thing you have to mention is like your first Disney experience.
Yeah, absolutely. But
and they were probably, you know, having a praise Bob Iger like he's their god or something.
That's because Bob Iger is god. I don't know if you know that yet.
In my book, god is a woman, but okay.
Bob Iger should be president. But let's get started. Let's talk Disney Plus news, because that was like, they announced Disney Plus quite a bit of time ago.
Yes.
And there was little snippets, right? We'd be getting a little bit here, there. I know at San Diego Comic Con, they announced some shows and some details, right?
Yeah, like, wasn't Mandalorian announced at Comic Con?
Yeah, well, I think we knew about Mandalorian before Comic Con. I think there was just some details.
I don't watch that shit.
But what they did this weekend was they had product demos of how the app was going to work, and it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. But then they announced a whole new slew of shows. So let's go through that list really quick.
Sure.
So right off the bat, Ms. Marvel.
Oh, yeah. First Muslim
female comic book character.
Yeah, super cool.
So
for representation.
Absolutely. Miss Marvel, She-Hulk.
Yeah, I saw Marvel. That, but I don't know anything about it.
Series coming out. And then what I was stoked about, Moon Knight.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were just wearing that shirt, but
I said it was
too tight.
Yeah, I just was wearing a Moon Knight shirt before we started recording, but it's a medium, and I don't fit in it anymore.
A medium?
Now, I don't know if you guys know anything about Moon Knight. It's a crazy comic. They rebooted it, I want to say in 2013 was one of the first more recent reboots, and then they've done another series since then. If you get a chance to read anything Moon Knight, it is hands down the fucking weirdest Marvel comic out there that is, in my opinion, a mainstream superhero. He's schizophrenic. He is Marvel's answer to Batman.
Okay.
But he's crazy.
Did his parents get killed too?
I can't remember reading anything about his parents in any of the issues. It's mostly revolved around
him.
Then
he's not Batman.
You gotta watch it. You gotta read it though.
I'm Batman.
He thinks at one point he's Captain America and Wolverine.
Oh,
like
nice.
He has split personality.
Okay.
I can't wait to see them do it. Tink, tink. I can't wait to see them do it in a TV show form. So that's going to be really cool.
That's the noise that Wolverine's claws make, by the
tink,
way.
Tink, tink, tink. And then other than that, some new original content that's going to be available on Disney Plus. Lady and the Tramp live action.
Mm.
See the trailer, though. It's super cute.
Yeah, okay. But, like, I'm all for dogs. Dogs are adorable. However, stop remaking films just for the clout. I'm tired of it.
This is not why I brought you on. I didn't bring you on to bash Disney.
I'm not bashing it. I don't understand why. Like, there's plenty of original ideas out there. There's plenty of screenwriters trying to get their shit picked up. But you got to remake a movie about a bunch of dogs. It's all right.
Well, you're not going to be happy about news I have later on in this list.
Is it, is it the Aristocats?
Because
that's
not
probably the only thing that I would watch live action. It's just a movie full of fucking cats.
Well, on that note, Cruella De Vil.
I did see Emma Stone as like a punkish.
Yeah, but I think that's going to be a standalone movie. I don't believe it's Disney Plus.
Yeah,
but that's kind of a remake in there.
Yeah, I know. And I love 101 Dalmatians, like that whole thing. So,
all right. Well,
I don't know.
We'll see. We don't know until we see it.
I thought the picture was weird that I've seen circulating.
Yeah,
there's
just
the
like a photo going around. Secret Society of Second Born Royal Teens. Second Born Royals.
Haven't heard of that at all.
It's going to be a new original movie with teens basically with superpowers, but they keep it a secret, and they're part of a royal family, so on and so forth.
Bring back Smart House.
Bring back Smart House. Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, I'm stoked about that. I love
Lizzie
McGuire.
Who's mad about that? Hilary Duff. Has her shit together.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, Selena Gomez has her shit together too.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of Disney stars, but she's just like,
but she hasn't hit
sick
old
all
enough
the time.
Yet. We don't know.
It
took Amanda Bynes a little bit to go crazy.
Yeah, but that's Nickelodeon. That's a whole different thing. But she,
true,
like, Selena Gomez is sick all the time. But like, Demi Lovato was like out doing cocaine off of someone's ass crack for a while, and
Jesus,
like, she's clean now. It's wonderful.
That's
congrats
good
to her.
But you know what? Hilary Duff, class A act.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's great. So she's coming back with a Lizzie McGuire TV show.
Bringing that bitch into her 30s. I love it.
Which is awesome. High School Musical TV show.
Yeah,
cool.
Fuck that.
It's supposed to be in the style of like The Office.
It's
like other people.
I was never a High School Musical fan like,
yeah,
when I was younger, so I don't give a shit. But
I mean,
again, but like remaking shit just for the clout.
Whatever. I don't know why you're just attacking Disney.
I'm not. I'm giving my opinion. You want my opinion?
This next one is going to be a new series, which I think is cool. It's not like a scripted TV show or anything, but it's called Encore. And basically what it's about are adults. I would fit perfect in this. Basically adults who their highest peak of popularity was in high school. And then
sounds about right.
Right? I would do so great in the show. But basically, they get these adults together, bring them back into high school, and they all star in like a musical and stuff like that. No. I know.
No.
When I read the article, I was like, this sounds dumb. The trailer's so good.
No, it's just you're just rehashing people's old shit.
They might have fun.
Why can't they just encourage them to do better in their lives and experience better things?
Well, maybe they learn from this. Who knows?
Hopefully.
Maybe. Well, you're going to be excited about this. I know this.
I hope so.
The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah. That's super cool. He's super weird.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. He's weird.
But I like his glasses.
His trailer, if you watch it, it's insanely entertaining.
Have you ever watched him read thirst tweets from BuzzFeed?
Yes.
It's funny.
Yes, I have. And then the very popular Forky from the most recent Toy Story has a new little show called Forky Asks a Question.
Sure.
Didn't get to read too much detail into that. Phineas and Ferb come back with a new movie, Candace Against the Universe.
It's kind of cool. I've heard cool things about Phineas and Ferb, but I never watched them. That's a little after my childhood.
Yeah. Good series, though, from the few pieces that I've watched. They did a Top Gear episode.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, the guys, Clarkson, Hammond, and May did an episode where they all, like, voiced, they were racetrack announcers. Yeah.
That's funny.
And they like drew him to look like him and everything.
They say cock on it or they call somebody a cock or something?
They did not say cock. Nor did Clarkson swing at a producer for cold steak.
Oh, that's good.
One Day at Disney. Really amazing show. I'm probably most excited about this one. If you guys have ever watched over the last couple of years, they've been doing, I know Katie and I watched them a couple times over and over again.
The Christmas special, like Christmas, with Whoopi Goldberg
and
shit. And
then a Halloween
special
where they talk about like what they do to get everything ready. But then they also kind of go into the day in the life of certain cast members.
Yeah, you and I like that behind the scenes shit.
This is going to be a show on that. It's going to go in the day of lives of different cast members in all the parks.
That's cool.
Which I think is going to be awesome. So that was one of like the surprise announcements from the evening, the preview on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, A Diary of a Female President. It's the story told from a female, narrated by a female president reading from her diary. So I guess we'll see more on that.
Okay.
It's definitely not Trump, I'm assuming. So we'll see.
No, he only grabbed people by the pussy. He didn't get one.
Don't let your kids listen to this. It's in the title.
I thought it was.
I know. No, I know. I just hope parents actually read the title. And then
stepped on a cat behind me.
A couple other series coming out or made TV Disney Plus movies. Togo, The Untold Story. It's a true story about a sled driver and his dog Togo. So that should be interesting.
Pups.
Little pups. And then there's a new book series turned into a show called Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made.
I saw a picture of
that. Yeah, there's some posters out. Star Girl, another series coming out based on a book, series, or movie.
Barry's licking my leg.
Oh, that's good. And then just really quick, couple of Star Wars Disney Plus announcements.
Mandalorian.
Guess who his partner in crime is?
IG-88.
Voiced by
Taika Waititi, I think is how you say
Taika
his name.
Taika Waititi. I think that's how you say it.
From What We Do in the Shadows and Thor Ragnarok directing fame and all that.
He's voicing IG-88, which is super fun. If you guys didn't get to see the trailer for Mandalorian, check it out. You could just see it in like just the actions of IG. You could just tell like he had some input of how that character's supposed to play. But I also heard he directed a couple of the episodes too.
I believe
with
that.
With John, so that's pretty neat. Caspian and K2 will be making a return.
Yeah,
in
which I really,
some series,
like,
which is gonna
be
amazing.
I really enjoyed Rogue One as a movie, like that whole story. So it's kind of cool to get a backstory on Caspian and K2SO.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus, what's his name? Alan Tudyk, the voice of
K2. Yeah.
I really like him. He does some really cool like voiceover work. He does a lot of shit, like Hey Hey for Moana and stuff. So
I wouldn't be surprised if next year he's a Disney legend.
That'd be cool. I feel like it'll take him a couple of years, but.
And then, of course, another big return. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, yeah. Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, he showed up.
Do you think he just had nothing else to do?
No, I just think there's been so many.
He hasn't done much since, like, what is it? Lady Marmalade? No, I'm thinking of the song.
I don't know what show that is.
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. No, he did, like, a big thing where he drove across the country in a motorcycle or some shit.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's been a rumor for the last 4 years, so I think he was just, like, cool.
Yeah, he said he was tired of people asking him if he was going to come back as, whatchamacallit, Obi-Wan. Ow.
Yeah.
Barry's attacking my foot.
Barry, relax. We're trying to record.
He just wants to be on too. He wants to say meow.
And then a couple cool tidbits that they announced this week for Disney Plus. 4 streams at once.
Yeah, I think that's, well, I think they really have the mind of like a family, or they have like a family in mind, because like you could have like mom and dad watching some old Disney movie. Then you got like a kid somewhere on an iPad watching like Phineas and Ferb.
And
you
then
know.
some 22 year old waiting for the Lizzie McGuire show.
Mooching off of their parents. Yeah.
Well, with the mooching, there is 7 user profiles supported.
That's pretty tight.
Which is awesome. All for $6.99.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I feel like they'll introduce more of a tiered pricing thing maybe as the service progresses, but it's still like so new and so fresh.
Well, they're going to do a bundle.
They're going to work out the kinks.
They're going to do like it's like 12 or 15 bucks. I can't remember, but it's a bundle with Disney Plus, Hulu Plus, and ESPN Plus, which is really, really, really cool. A lot of people think that they're going to raise prices over the years. I really don't think that's going to happen like with Hulu and Netflix. The only reason I say that is because you're talking about this is all Disney IP.
Yeah, they're not paying more to acquire things.
No one. This is all Disney IP. I really think they'll be able to stick to this price point.
You never know. If they buy Sony and take back Spider-Man, Spoderman,
yeah,
they'll raise the price because they'll be like, you got to pay extra for Tom fucking Holland.
We got to make up this money. And then outside of Disney Plus, some movie announcements. We mentioned the new Cruella de Vil, but they announced Black Panther 2.
Yes, I'm excited, but unknown title. May 6th, 2021, I think.
I thought it was 21 or 22, one of the two.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then
Ryan Coogler's coming back as the director. Should be badass. Stay in line with the same theme as first Black Panther, which was badass.
There was
Ryan would disagree, but
A couple of Pixar announcements. They gave some updates from existing movies like Soul and stuff like that. But a new movie got announced, and that's Raya and the Last Dragon.
Haven't heard of it.
They just showed the artwork. That was
cool.
About it. Yeah. And then they gave a quick update on Jungle Cruise with The Rock.
Oh yeah, and Emily Blunt, I think.
Yeah, she kind of came out.
He was wearing
like
a pretty.
He had a cool Jungle Cruise outfit.
They came out on a weird outfit.
They came out on like on a boat and shit into the stage. It was pretty cool. And that's basically all the Disney Plus news. Some cool stuff. I'm excited for the service. I'm immediately signing up for it.
I think it'll be cool. It'll be like Disney owns a lot of content that you and I as like TV watchers, movie watchers, like that we consume. So that I think it'll be a really good like all in one service.
Absolutely.
But
there's gonna be so much. Every episode of The Simpsons are gonna be on there.
I really don't give a shit about The Simpsons.
I stopped watching The Simpsons in the '90s.
Simpsons.
I stopped watching it in the '90s. So like it's kind of whatever to me.
I think I've only seen The Simpsons
movie. You saw the movie, and
Spider Pig.
Was that the movie? Yeah. I never saw the movie. Like I stopped watching before the movie came out.
The movie was okay. Yeah. I don't know. I probably saw it with a bunch of friends when I was a teenager.
I think the first thing I'll do is sit down and like binge watch each one of the Halloween treehouse horror ones they would do. They would do these really cool episodes during the Halloween season, and it was all horror stories and everything. Those were cool. Like those, that was like the extent.
But I hate that they're yellow.
Why?
I don't know. It's weird.
They might have kidney issues.
They have jaundice?
Yes. Is that what it is? Is that the kidney disease that makes people sick?
Jaundice makes people yellow.
Well, that's weird that you know the name of it.
Babies are jaundiced.
Oh.
I had jaundice.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. I'm so sorry for even bringing it up.
Oh,
Jesus.
I don't care. It's a baby. It's pretty common with babies.
Oh, well, okay. When it comes to the binge watching, though, they did announce all their original content will be released weekly. It will not be released all at once, kind of like what Netflix does with Stranger Things.
Yeah.
It will be a weekly release. Some people were happy. Some people not. Some people like to binge watch and get it over with. I like having something to look forward to each day of the week.
I agree. We're like once a week. Like
exactly.
You and I have like our Monday Night Raw, our Tuesday Night SmackDown.
We
Wednesday,
like
Forged in Fire. Yeah. Like, so it'll be just nice to have
something
like,
for Thursday, because Friday, Saturday is live PD.
True.
We need something for Thursday. But this is the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, well, I don't want to just wait once a week to watch something. It's like, well, there's so much original content. There might be shit every day of the week.
Yeah, but they could also wait till the fucking, like, all the episodes release, and then, boom, they could binge watch it.
Nobody's going to do that.
They Come could.
On. They
maybe
could,
they,
but
maybe
not
they
going
can't
to.
Afford $6.99 right away.
So, you know who's at it. That's the person who signs up for the free trial for Netflix to binge watch all of the new Stranger Things.
Like half of our friends do that.
Half of our friends, and they cancel the free trial. So before we get moving on to our next section, which is a big section, it's all the Disney Park news, we're going to take a quick break.
Woo.
Hey, guys, welcome back from that short break. We just finished up a big recap on Disney Plus and some of the movies. Katie and I are now going to get into the Disney Park and Resorts news.
That sounded really weird, but okay.
Why?
I don't know. It's just weird. All okay.
Right. It sounded professional. Is that what you mean?
False.
Okay.
Parks and Resorts.
So this was like the biggest part of the weekend. They always save this keynote. It's not the very last thing, but it's on the last day in the morning because people stay up overnight for this shit. There's two major presentations that happen at D23 that people literally show up to the auditorium. They get there the night before, and they're allowed to sleep in place of their line.
That sounds fucking terrible.
I know it does. We had two friends do it, and I really want to ask them what the experience was like one day. Maybe we'll like get them on, and we'll do like a phone recording or something. But Disney Legends, people stay up all night, and then Disney Parks and Resorts.
Why do they stay up for Disney Legends? Is it just because of all the famous people?
Yeah, all the celebrities. You know, Bob Iger's there. It's like a big deal, but
okay.
But let's get right into this. This was super cool. They got right into it right at the beginning. It was almost a 4-hour long presentation. So we're going to kind of
way too long.
So we're going to try to sum it up for you guys in about a half hour or so here. But to get right off the bat, first thing they announced was a new parade coming to Disneyland in California. That's going to feature all kinds of cool stuff like Sleeping Beauty, Moana, Coco in it. The parade itself is called Magic Happens. The Disney Parks blog has some artist renderings of what it's going to look like in the Moana float. Check that out.
Oh, that's so cute. It's like the wave.
Isn't that dope as
shit?
She's on her boat. And her grandma, the manta ray is helping her.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, super
badass.
The
grandma scene always gets me.
I know. Tell me about it. But that's going to be coming out soon, so that's pretty cool. Next thing they got into was more detail on Runaway Railway.
I didn't see that.
So
I saw they released like the car. There was like a thing about
super
with the
classic
the
Mickey
vehicle.
Cartoony, but in the new style of animation.
Yeah.
Cool as shit. Now ours was actually supposed to be open. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know how many of you guys are actually Disney fans and just listen to this for fun or whatever the deal is. Basically, we had an attraction at Hollywood Studios here in Orlando at Walt Disney World. That was the Great Movie Ride, and they closed it a couple of years ago to start building the new Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Now, it was actually supposed to be open before Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Galaxy's Edge actually opens in 4 days.
Yep.
And ours was delayed because they were working on something, but what they essentially announced was Mickey's Toontown in Disneyland is going to get it in 2022.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're both going to have it. But what they announced was the cast member outfits. They announced the details of the ride. It looks
the car,
so much goddamn
train,
fun.
Rather.
Yeah, it looks so much fun. There's a lot of cool, like, you know, Mickey's convertible red sports cars in it. Like, you kind of drive, you go flying past it. But it's in the style of the new artwork, which is awesome.
All the new cartoons they run.
Yeah, and I think ours will be opening in 2020. So Walt Disney World will be open in 2020. Disneyland's will be open in 2022 at Mickey's Toontown.
That's cool.
Yeah, so cool-ass looking ride. Check out the artwork. There's not enough classic Mickey attractions anymore. Like, there's PhilharMagic and, you know, a couple other handfuls. But, like, it's exciting to see that they're still kind of picking up the pace.
Especially because they demolished our Toontown for Storybook Circus.
Oh, I miss Toontown so goddamn much.
And New Fantasyland.
Really cool news for Shanghai Disney Resort. Super envious of this one. They're getting a Zootopia Land.
Yes, I did see that. That's super cute.
Yeah, so it's going to be the Zootopia Central Station. So it's going to be like the town center that they're going to be getting.
That was such a good movie. We should watch that again.
We definitely should. Maybe, oh, Disney Plus. Yeah. We'll watch on Disney Plus when it comes out.
Too bad I got to wait till November 11th.
It's not a big deal. There's going to be all kinds of new entertainment. They're going to have a new attraction as well with that land once it opens up, and we'll get more detail on that. And then to continue the theme in Asia, Hong Kong Disneyland. I don't know if you ever got a chance to see Hong Kong Disneyland's castle. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But they're going to be transforming the castle into the Castle of Magical Dreams. And it's going to have a bit more of heavy featuring of the 13 major Disney princesses with a Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique in it. It's going to be much like the Shanghai themed castle, the Shanghai Disneyland castle.
All right, they can have that.
But it's going to look classy. Hong Kong is going to be getting a new attraction. They're going to be getting a number of things over this big multi-year transformation that we're going to talk about the other big things in a second, but something that they're going to be getting sooner than later is going to be a new Frozen roller coaster.
Ugh.
If you look at the artwork, very, very similar to the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs coaster at New Fantasyland and Magic Kingdom. Yeah, Mine Train. Very similar to that. You can even tell in the artwork. Very, very similar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's cool. It's cool that Hong Kong's getting something, Shanghai's getting something new.
Yeah, I like that. I like that ride's cool.
And then for Disney Springs news, Disney Animation Studios have joined forces with Cirque du Soleil to create a new Disney storytelling based themed show for Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil. That's, I have no idea. That's how you say it?
Yes.
Bullshit.
It's not circus.
Ah, fuck. I know. Was I saying circus?
Yeah, all right. You've always said circus.
Doesn't matter. I don't go to this shit. Basically, their new show is going to be Disney themed, which is going to be pretty cool. So maybe I'll actually go to it. Yeah, I know. We probably won't.
There's shows we can go for free that are probably...
Yeah.
Just as fascinating.
Yeah. Maybe
instead of paying tickets to go to Disney Springs.
Are the tickets expensive for that?
Probably.
It's always a clusterfuck when people show up to go to that thing. And when they leave, there's so many people.
Yeah.
So many. I don't like being around that many people.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, we'll see. Big news. I know this was exciting for you and me. Target and Disney have a new partnership.
Oh, yeah, that plaza that they're building not on Disney property. Well, I thought that they were putting a Target in Disney Springs, and yeah. I was like, ooh, 5% cash back, or not cash back, but 5% off while I'm in Disney.
A lot of people got excited. One of the things that they're going to do, though.
Ashley actually said, this ain't no Sawgrass Mall, bitch.
What a couple of the things that they are going to do, though, is there's going to be 25 Disney stores put inside of Targets on October 4th.
I thought it was 40.
40 by October 2020.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
like
hoping
little baby stores inside.
Yeah.
The
mini stores. I'm hoping to fucking God ours gets one. I really, really do.
Yeah, we got that nice
merch.
Target.
We got a nice Target. We got one of the new Targets. But the other big Target location that everyone was like, oh my God, Disney has a Target now, was they kind of twisted some words around, but the fine print is Flamingo Crossings will be a new location for Target. Now, if you don't know what Flamingo Crossings is, it was announced a couple years ago, real smart, small headline about it. Basically, it is a shopping entertainment plaza, a lot like Disney Springs, mm-hmm. that includes a resort outside of the Walt Disney World property mm-hmm. in Orlando.
That's super cool, because they're bringing tourism to
exactly.
the whole city of Orlando. Like that whole, like, Kissimmee, like, Buena Vista,
yeah.
like that whole area.
And that was one of the big things that kind of draws a line between Bob Iger and Michael Eisner. Michael Eisner, when he took over, and one of the reasons... He was a fucker. He almost ran Disney in the ground, but one of his big things was he did not want people to leave property for any reason at all.
Yes.
When Universal announced Orlando Park, he lost his shit and built Hollywood Studios, or MGM at the time.
Yes.
With IP Disney didn't own, when you walk into the park, the layout didn't make any fucking sense.
It is a Mickey head, though.
It is a Mickey head in the center. But when Bob Iger kind of took over, and over the course of his career at Disney, he kind of spent the time rebuilding that relationship with tourism in that area.
Yeah, which I think is really cool, because why not, like, while you're bettering yourself, why don't you better your community?
Absolutely. Which was the original vision of Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
When they met with the governor of Florida,
yeah.
and they talked about building this new area, this new massive entertainment area of parks and resorts and all this, it was really about bringing the tourism up there. And I'm excited to see what Flamingo Crossings kind of brings to the area.
Yeah, it should be cool.
That's my theory why Bob Iger raises ticket prices all the time. And he's flat out said it at board meetings. He's like, I want less people to go to the parks. I want people to do other shit in Orlando. Like, there's more than just Walt Disney World.
That's very true.
I totally get it.
Yeah, while you get it and you understand it and you'll listen to him say that all day, your ass won't leave Disney for nothing.
Absolutely. I'm a fucking platinum pass holder.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Hell yeah. So, before Kate and I get in a fight about who has what pass, this is where some big news came in. That affected multiple parks. No.
He was crying.
Not that just yet. This is the new Avengers campus.
You kind of shed a tear for that.
A little bit, yeah, because
it is cool, but it's also jealousy.
Yeah, because Disney World is not getting one.
Yeah.
Sadly, because of that garbage contract they have with Universal still for park rights bullshit. And they have that garbage Spider-Man ride and that garbage Doctor Doom drop ride and the fucking the Hulk's good. The Hulk's good. I'm not going to talk shit about
Doctor Doom's cool.
Eh.
So basically, California Adventure and Disneyland Paris are getting two of their own, like, individual Avengers campuses, which I thought was kind of a cool concept because they try to immerse you into the land, which is a big thing with Disney lately, is they're trying to immerse you into an environment and, like, recruit you to do something, which kind of sounds like a cult, but, you know, whatever.
It's fine.
But, like, Ahab and I had talked about earlier today how they were really personalizing both campuses to those parks. So, like, California Adventures, Avengers campus is going to be, like
the Avengers particular base from the movie.
Yeah, and it's particular to California, whereas the one in Disneyland Paris is going to be particular to, like, Paris with, like, you know, French cultures and all that shit, whatever.
It's going to be cool, though. I'm excited about it. I don't know why you don't like the French. Let's not speak negatively about this. About them. This might be huge in Paris. We don't know.
Hey, man.
The thing about Disneyland Paris is when Michael Eisner opened it as Euro Disney, it didn't do super well. He sold it to another company, just like how Tokyo, well, a lot of people don't realize Tokyo Disney and Disney Sea is not owned by Disney. It's owned by a Japanese theme park company that manages it and runs it and everything for them.
They just license the Disney stuff.
Yeah, and that's how Disneyland Paris was ran for a while, and it just was not ran well. Disney a few years ago bought Disneyland Paris back.
Yeah, you can tell by the commercials like that we saw while we were in Ireland.
Oh,
they were
way
strictly
better.
Yeah. Disney.
You could tell Disney bought it back and is trying to fix it up. So this is a big deal. I think it's going to be cool how it's, you know, the two campuses around the world that also are kind of linked to the Iron Man ride in Hong Kong, and they all share this massive story together. And they're going to have that really cool eatery where you get to meet, like, Ant-Man and the Wasp and some other characters, and you'll see.
I wasn't in the room for that, but I heard them talking about
it. They'll
have
technology that kind of shrinks the food and stuff like that.
What I thought was really cool is the California Adventure one is in two phases. Like, the first phase is the environment and everything going on there. And then they're actually phase two is a ride.
Yes, an e-ticket attraction.
Yeah.
Big time ride where you get to travel with Avengers and you go through a whole adventure through.
You're like flying to Wakanda, which is super cool.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, okay. Ahab just did the motion with
his
arms.
I did that when they announced it, too. I stood up. I shot up off the couch, and I did Wakanda Forever.
Lame.
One of my favorite Marvel movies. So really cool stuff. Again, we're extremely envious that we're not getting it in Disney World, but maybe one day. But in the end, right, it doesn't matter because something that Disneyland doesn't have in California, something that Disneyland Paris doesn't have, Shanghai doesn't have.
Ain't nobody got this.
Ain't nobody got this shit right here. And it is motherfucking Epcot. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Who gives a shit about Epcot when it's not Food and Wine Fest? You should give a shit because Epcot's going to be the newest, like, most fire park in all of Disney World and all of the Disney company, I think.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let's build off of something real quick.
Yeah.
Food and Wine Fest is not the best festival at Epcot.
Oh, no. Flower Garden.
Yeah, Flower and Garden is the best.
And even the art festivals.
The art thing
is
cool, but it's
cool.
Fairly new. But Flower and Garden,
yeah, Flower Garden
is the best.
Opinion,
okay.
No, you're
sorry,
right.
We digress.
Yeah. So a couple cool things. So right off the bat, at the preview, they did a sneak peek of two things that were huge. Well,
they played a video that made me want to cry.
They did a little video, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but the new Epcot logo. So I don't know if you guys know, the current logo is this, like, very early 2000s. We don't know who the fuck designed it. Every letter is a different typeface. And I was never really crazy about it. I've always been a big fan of the old retro 80s and 90s Epcot logo.
Yes.
Well, they basically brought it back, but redesigned it and made it
They just made it cleaner.
They made it so fucking nice looking. It's so nice. Check it out. New Epcot logo. On top of that, something that's been really iconic for Epcot since the 80s was pavilions throughout Future World and World Showcase had pavilion icons like World of Motion, Universe of Energy, Wonders of Life. They all had these Horizons. They all had these really cool, unique icons. And as they've added new attractions, new pavilions, those guys never got their own icons. And it's always kind of been like, well, whatever is left has whatever is left from the 80s has an icon. Ooh, bless you. Has an icon still. Well, they finally, not only have they gone back to this nice retro logo, they went ahead and designed icons for all the newer attractions.
Yes.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy is going to have their own icon. That's and they're all designed with that original meaningful 80s feel to it.
Yeah, I think that they all, like all those logos really fit in with the overall theming for the old ones.
Yeah, that's the thing. They all connect so well. I heard they were doing a pin set at D23. It was a very particular store, an Epcot theme store that you needed a pass to get into.
Yeah.
The pin set I heard was $200. So nice.
I would have
so nice. I really, really wish I could have got my hands on a set. But basically, the original idea of Epcot was it was a World's Fair. That was Walt's original idea. And they're kind of bringing back to that. So right now, as we know Epcot, it's split up into two chunks. You have Future World and then World Showcase. Future World is a lot of technology.
Yep.
That's where like Mission Space lives and Spaceship Earth and the land with Soarin'.
And Living Seas.
The Seas with Nemo and Friends, right?
Test Track.
And then inside of World Showcase were all the different countries.
Yeah, all the different pavilions.
Built in their construction from their country and food themed to their country and so on and so
forth. A lot of them are funded by the tourism boards from each individual country.
So that is changing for the first time ever, which is crazy. And we now have new neighborhoods. So you still have World Showcase. That doesn't change.
Yes.
But now instead of Future World split up. You now have World Nature.
Yes.
Which is where the land pavilion is.
Living Seas.
The Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Yeah.
And that's going to have the new Moana experience.
Yeah, it's like a environmental walkthrough, like where water is like a living, breathing thing. It's led along, at least from what I had watched, it was led along by like a body of water, much like the ocean in Moana, which is super cool.
And like a lot of people are like, well, who gives a shit? It's a walking attraction. And with water, like it's a splash
y'all
and play.
Y'all motherfuckers go on Swiss Family Robinson. Shit.
But a while back, Kate and I went to this science museum down in Miami. And on the roof, they had this water exhibit for kids where they kind of learn how dams work and how flooding works and things like that. It's a little play area. And I was just messing around with it while we were up there. There was nobody around. So I was just kind of playing around with all the building blocks to build dams. And I'll tell you, as an adult in his 30s, I had so much fun kind of messing around with how the water flows. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for this. I'm also a huge fan of Moana, so that plays into it too. But I'm a massive, massive fan and very excited for it.
I think it'll be cool because a lot of what you and I as like longtime visitors of Walt Disney World in particular, specifically Epcot, like you and I enjoy the aspect of like walking around. We don't ride a lot of rides. Like we'll pop on Soarin' or, you know, Spaceship Earth every once in a while. But otherwise you and I enjoy walking around, which is, I think like, that's why that appeals to us so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is because we have the opportunity to just walk around and bullshit a little bit more.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes like Epcot and like Animal Kingdom so great too. They're really great walking around parks.
Hell yeah.
So with World Nature, there's gonna be another update and the opposite side of World Nature will be World Discovery.
Yes.
Now World Discovery is going to be where like Mission Space is.
Yes.
The new Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster.
Yeah, that replaced Universe of Energy.
They did some cool sneak peeks. That'll be one of the. It's going to have a reverse launch into space.
Yeah, it's the first one, I think, in Disney that is a reverse launch coaster, which is super cool. That should be lot of fun.
Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Yes.
So they gave us a little bit more details on that, which would be really exciting. And then, of course, what's also going to be featured on that side, because that is the Discovery section.
Yeah.
And given the fact that Mission Space is over there,
yep.
The new space themed restaurant that they announced a while back.
Space 220. Which is a weird name, but you know, whatever, I get it.
It's a cool experience though to eat. You take basically a space elevator. It's kind of like the Hydrolators from the seas from the 90s.
I never rode it in the 90s, but it
was one of my favorite.
Told me
you
about
get
it.
In the little elevator, you think you're going underwater. Basically, this you're going upwards into space, 220 miles above Orlando, above Walt Disney World.
Yes,
hence the name
why,
Space
then.
220. But there's screens on this elevator as you see yourself going up in real time.
Yeah, and all the windows in the in quotations, the windows.
The windows.
They're all basically screens that simulate images in space, daytime and nighttime.
It's gonna be badass.
Based on being above Walt Disney World. So I would assume that it would be showing whatever the current time is, which is kinda cool. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we don't do many table service stuff. But
yeah, not anymore. When we were younger, we used to.
Yeah, but I think it'll be super cool, to try one time.
Absolutely.
You know, just to say we did it.
And then, of course, the final big update to the newest neighborhood is going to be World Celebration, which is what I'm most excited about.
What was the front part called, though?
What do you mean?
There was the front.
World Celebration.
There was the Future World was split four ways.
No, three ways.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three ways.
Okay.
World Nature, World Discovery, World Celebration.
Okay. Because
World Celebration is the biggest chunk.
Yeah.
Because it's the front and the back of Spaceship Earth.
Okay.
So that's where the biggest changes are coming, right? I don't know if you guys have been to the park recently. The Leave a Legacy plates and granite slabs are gone. They're going to be moved and relocated outside the park.
Mm-hmm.
That whole area is a big wall because they're adding more green space. Because they're really listening to guests. They want more green space. They want more walking space, more shaded area, right? So they're building this, what essentially was Walt's original vision,
mm-hmm.
In a way, right? Walt's original vision was an actual society where people lived and worked.
A community.
And community.
Yeah.
But
an experimental prototype community of tomorrow.
Basically is bringing from the original rendering, but one of the things they're bringing back are the spires, the pillars, the
fountain
pillars in the
yeah.
front, which when I saw the concept artwork, I knew what it was, and I just jumped out of the couch once again when I saw it because they're bringing that back. They're bringing major updates to Spaceship Earth because they announced it's going to be a decently long multi-year closure of the ride.
Yeah, they're redoing. They're keeping a lot of the familiar scenes. Like the one that they pointed out in the artwork was the cavemen drawing on the walls and stuff. But it's being led by a guiding light.
Story light will lead
the
you
story
throughout.
Light, yeah.
So more of a story.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a Miss Dame Judi
Jane
Dench.
Judi Dench.
Dame Judi.
Dame Judi. What was it?
Dame. Judi.
Judi.
Dench.
Very good. So that's going to be getting a huge, huge update, which is going to be amazing. A couple cool things in World Celebration, though, in Epcot. You're going to have this amazing Dreamer's Point when you exit out of Spaceship Earth.
Which is a new, it'll be a redesigned exit building.
Yeah, whole fucking new thing.
Which I'm not going to lie, it kind of needed it, but all the Instagram hoes are going to be missing that bubblegum wall.
That's fine. They can go find some other colored fucking wall to make famous. Dreamer's Point, it's going to have gardens. There's going to be this cool wishing tree, interactive new fountain to mess with. And then that multi-tiered pavilion in World Celebration will be a kind of home base for all the festivals. It's going to have a really cool view of World Showcase.
A rooftop garden.
Rooftop garden. You could watch the fireworks from there. They're going to be doing different kinds of live broadcasting from there. They're really bringing this World's Fair feel back, which is fucking awesome.
You missed the part they've got a new statue of Walt Disney going in.
No,
there.
I was going to get to that. That's the part I fucking cried.
Little bitch.
I am. There is going to be a new statue of Walt Disney that I think just dominates any of the other statues of Walt in any of the parks. He's just kind of sitting, hanging out on this big block granite. You could sit next to him.
Yeah, Dreamer's Point.
It is so well done. I'm very, very excited about it. What's the new tagline?
The magic of possibility.
Epcot, the magic of possibility. So really cool new tagline. They're capturing a lot there.
I think that it's really cool that they're building off of this whole world concept just like excluding World Showcase, like they're
just in like this new set of neighborhoods.
Just in like what we know right now as Future World. They're really trying to build off of this whole like community vibe.
Yeah.
You know, like being connected to your world, what's around you, and then it expands into exploring new worlds and new places, like far off lands that maybe, you know, you may never get to go. Like, I don't think I'll ever go to somewhere like Morocco.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like, you know, a really cool concept of exploring what's deeply connected and personal to you, like with those neighborhoods and what we know currently is Future World, and then going into World Showcase and exploring like these far off lands.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my thought.
Well, something, and before we get into World Showcase, because that's a good segue, one last thing I want to announce that they're going to put into this. This will be a part of the Discovery neighborhood, is the new Play Pavilion.
So
if you guys aren't familiar with it,
that's old Wonders of Life.
Yeah, there was an old attraction, old pavilion called Wonders of Life. It was this big gold dome. You've probably have been into, if you've never been into it when it was Wonders of Life, you've probably been in it as the festival center for all the big festivals. It closed many, many, many years ago due to structural issues they were having with it that at the time, with Michael Eisner in the lead, they didn't really have the money to fix it. But with Bob Iger and those deep, deep pockets, not only were they able to kind of re-outfit that building with a new roof, but it's going to be the new Play Pavilion. And in World Discovery, it's going to open on the 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney World celebration. And it's going to be an interactive metropolis where guests can discover like a cool city that's filled with games and activities and experiences where they'll be able to connect with all types of different characters from all different areas of the Disney company, which is really cool. It's very much in line with how Wonders of Life was. Wonders of Life was just a whole slew of different activities and games to play. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Yeah, it should be cool.
They can't really go wrong. Now, let's talk World Showcase, kind of like what you mentioned. They gave some more details on the Wondrous China 360 video.
Yeah, new 360.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole new 360 digital format. Yeah. That will be coming. They announced that quite a bit.
You and I have never seen that movie.
We have never had the patience. Yeah, not together at least. And then, of course, they did announce a little bit of Canada's new 360, which is going to be Canada Far and Wide in Circle Vision 3D.
Yeah, sad that Martin Short's probably not going to be in it.
We don't know, right? They didn't mention anything about it, so probably not. But January 2020, that's gonna make its debut. And then France Pavilion will have all kinds of new stuff. Not only are they getting the new Ratatouille adventure from Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, should be cute.
Very, very cute. They're going to get a new Beauty and the Beast sing-along in January 2020.
Oh, yeah, that's being shared with the... It's a double feature, Impressions de France.
Oh.
And then the Beauty and the Beast sing-along, which I think will be really cool that it appeals more to kids. I was reading a thing about, like, you know, how Disney is really playing off of IP in particularly Epcot in, like, World Showcase, like, Frozen, you know, they moved Maelstrom into Frozen, like, yeah. It's a Frozen ride and all that shit. But I think that, you know, as kids, well, maybe not you, but, like, for me, Epcot wasn't really like, oh, my God, I gotta go. So I think that they're really just appealing to like this whole family concept, which is cool, rather than a bunch of drunk adults that are just looking for some AC.
Well, like for me growing up, I've always liked Epcot. My family hated
going to
Epcot.
Yeah, I know, you're a fucking nerd.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. It's like walking into the Discovery Channel. but I even with the new additions that they've added in the last few years, I still love going to Epcot.
Yeah, no, I you know, like it's my favorite park. I completely agree. And like ever since you and I started going, because really I hadn't been to Disney in like 10 years or so, like in between when I was a kid and when you and I started going, I've always grown to enjoy Epcot just based on it being a really cool people watching walk around.
Oh yeah,
part.
Absolutely. A couple other cool things that we're gonna see.
Oh yeah, totally.
Coming out of Epcot.
We should probably get back on that.
Yeah.
France also is getting the crepe place.
Yes, they're getting a whole new crepe restaurant.
I don't know how to say the word without butchering it, but
crepe?
It's a
crepe.
It's crepe? Like a crepery. I don't.
The whole name.
Whatever.
Well, that's France is getting a huge overhaul. That's in the progress, in the process now.
But the crepe place.
La Creperie de Paris.
Yes.
Am I close?
I have no idea.
All right.
The guy, what's his face, said it very nicely.
Well,
but it's
paid the big bucks.
It's supposed to be true. They're going to be doing table service, but also quick service options, if I'm not mistaken. But they are also, it's also the, same chefs from Chefs de France.
Ooh, Chefs de France. You've never eaten there.
No, I've always wanted to.
I've eaten there, growing up, and it's fucking bomb as
your
shit.
Your girl's
it's
trying
so
to
good.
Get on in on that French onion soup.
That's fine. Book it. Let's go.
All right.
You book it and we'll figure it out.
All right.
Next country to get a nice new addition is going to be United Kingdom Pavilion.
Ooh, yes. We thought they were going to announce a Brazilian pavilion.
I 100 fucking percent thought. I was right. I told everyone, I was like, yeah, it's going to happen. And it didn't. I was like, well, I'm a dickhead. United Kingdom Pavilion is going to a whole new neighborhood.
Yes.
Right. That's a really
it's
cool pavilion
be the neighborhood
to walk through
for
in
Mary
general.
Poppins.
It is Cherry Tree Lane.
Yeah.
With that as well is going to be a new attraction because the United Kingdom Pavilion does not have a ride.
No, they just really had that stage.
They had the band, yeah.
The Beatles cover band was playing, and now it's just a cover band that plays a bunch of British, like...
all kinds, yeah.
Like
rock.
The
Who and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But their first attraction is going to be inspired by Mary Poppins.
That's so
and
cute.
Cherry Tree Lane, which is really exciting. And the artwork for it is just so well done.
It's clean.
Very clean, classic Epcot. Next up going on for Epcot, I know there's a lot of Epcot news. Last year it was everybody else but Epcot, and all they did was show a rendering and say,
yep,
you guys will hear more. And it took a whole fucking like year and almost yep. 2 years for them to get us. So there's a lot of Epcot news
and a
I
bunch
know.
Of shit closing down and it basically yeah. just being a really boring.
Yeah.
For a lot of people boring, not for us, but
so as many people know, Illuminations
is going away going September away. 30th?
Yep. So
29th or 30th?
If you haven't gotten a chance, go see it. They're going to have
about a month left.
Final Illuminations merch available, so check that out.
We should hit that up when we go up for Food and Wine.
We definitely should. There will be a limited time run, though, of the new Epcot Forever fireworks show. It's a new nighttime spectacular that
That'll
they're going to
be
cool.
doing.
Once that ends, though, because that is not the new permanent show.
Correct. It's
Harmonious.
Yes.
And the U.S. at the end is capitalized. It is
yes.
the largest nighttime spectacular created for a Disney park. And it will
yes.
have it will celebrate how the music of Disney inspires people all over the world.
Yeah, which is super cool.
They gave a little sneak peek of the audio and the visuals from it.
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Another opportunity that I got a little teary-eyed, like a little bitch.
When the stream was working, it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's when the stream cut out. Because I think that's also around the time
Dick Van
Dyke came out.
Yeah, the stream cut out with the Mary Poppins stuff. And we're like,
yeah.
What's going on?
I've never hit refresh so many fucking times in my life. So other than that, that is the Disney news, right? So a bunch of new attractions.
Was the Epcot news.
Or the Epcot news, I'm sorry. Bunch of different attractions. I think this is the biggest thing to remember from that. All new neighborhoods, world nature, world discovery, world celebration, massive
yeah,
overhaul.
Yeah, you'll be tested on this at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, massive, massive overhaul, really cool stuff. Coming on to the digital side is going to be a new expansion of the app, and Disney Genie basically is going to be a new smart assistant to help you kind of really enjoy your trip. You're making a dumb face already because I know you have some. You read some dumb fucking Twitter where it was Disney Genie constantly crashing, trying to book someone's vacation.
I also saw it being referenced as just being Josh from EZWDW,
yeah.
who, if you've never read, if you're okay with a little snarkiness, he's definitely one of the better review sites for Disney things because he's very snarky.
Yeah, I refuse to say anything negative about Josh from EZWW because he will fucking come after you.
I'm not saying anything negative because I have zero negative things to say.
He is a very good guy.
He is one of my favorite blogs to read and also one of my favorite Disney Twitter accounts. Him and anybody else that he follows that he associates with are all very funny. So
yeah,
I'm totally okay with it.
I refuse to say anything negative about him.
But, like, to be honest, like, how long did we rely off of his website?
And his
like,
crowd calendar?
Yeah, with making, like, with planning trips and stuff like that. So it's just really funny that I read a tweet that was, like, the new Disney Genie is easy WTW.
It's going to be cool, though. Like, one of the features of it is going to be lowest forecasted weight on rides. Like, it'll kind of gauge while you're there. Like, hey, these are going to probably be the lowest weight on rides if you want to try to go wait in line for these.
Yeah.
And then book fast passes for this.
Yeah, it's cool. It'll give you suggestions based on things that you've done. If you want to change stuff, like, oh, I don't want to go on Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor now. I want to do it later. They can, like, rearrange shit for you, which is... It's super cool. I think that'll make the planning process really easy because right now you do have to jump through a lot of hoops.
Yes, absolutely.
For not only fast passes, but also dining reservations.
Yeah. Like, a lot of jumping around.
Yeah, like if you want a dinner reservation, if you click on dinner, you get different results than if you go through individual time slots, like individual hours. So I think that it's going to be a really cool concept. I'm interested to see how it builds.
Yeah. So that should be neat. Another great announcement. I think this isn't so much of an announcement, just more detail. Reflections, a Disney Lakeside Lodge.
Oh, yeah, the hotel.
Whole new hotel and a Disney Club,
Disney
Vacation Club Resort, inspired by wonders of nature and artistry of Walt Disney.
Yo, your bitch wants them treehouse suites.
The treehouses, and then they have triangle cabins.
Fuck yeah, I want that A-frame house too. Shit.
If you want get an idea.
Get the goon squad out there, 2022.
Goons, 2022. If you want to get an idea of its placement, it's going to be in between Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge. It takes place of the old river country.
Yeah.
That's been kind of sat abandoned for a very long time. It's cool that we're getting it. Disneyland Paris has a variation of this resort already, and it's very, very popular. I'm stoked for it. It's not like any other Disney resort out there. But there's a little hint of when it comes to the lakeside lodges to stay in outside of the normal rooms, Princess and the Frog themed.
The restaurant is Princess.
Is that
and
what
the
it
Frog,
was?
Yes.
Oh fuck! Okay, I heard that.
The restaurant is Princess and the Frog themed, which is super cool that they're bringing in something because really she just has like a tiny little meet and greet in Tiana. Tiana has like a little meet and greet in Magic Kingdom, like
that's about it.
Outside of Liberty Square,
it's such
like
a good
super
movie.
In the corner. I fell asleep.
You did. I enjoyed it when I finished watching it.
It was good, the part that I saw. But I think that the really cool thing about this resort coming into play is you have a lot of resorts that play off of their natural surroundings right now. Like, for instance, Wilderness Lodge is super cool with expanding out over the lake, like over Bay Lake and stuff. And I think that this will be really nice to explore a little bit more of nature in that respect.
Absolutely.
It'll be cool. I'll stay there. I'll give my money. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Speaking of resorts, though, we got information on the new Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
Yes.
The new Star Wars resort that has been nothing but fucking rumors endlessly. Like, it's $3,000 a night.
It's still kind of rumored. Like, the only thing that they gave us, like, actual information on is, like, overall how your 2 days, 2 nights are going to go, because they actually released how long it's going to be.
Yeah, so there was rumors of 2 day and 3 night options.
But they definitely said that it is a cruise-like experience, which leads Ahab and I to believe that it is going to be all-inclusive, but nothing has actually been said about that.
Yeah, because the whole idea of it's fucking cool. You know, you pull up to the resort entrance, which is basically like a port.
Yes.
To take off in a small space.
Yeah, it looks like it's set in like trees, almost kind of like...
Yeah, like a rebel base almost.
Yeah, like Endor-ish type, like big trees. At least that's from the rendering. It looks like that.
You check in for your 2-night adventure. You take a small spaceship ride.
They called it a pod.
A pod towards I'm going to butcher this. They said it.
Halcyon, I think.
The Starship Halcyon. And basically, over
it's
your
like
two
a
nights,
cruise liner type, starship. It's kind of cool.
You check in. They give you clothes to wear. You have a story.
They didn't say anything about clothing.
They did, though, say that at the very first announcement of this attraction. In every rendering, everybody's wearing clothing that is designed in the environment.
Listen.
Because this is no. Linda, listen. This
no,
is my
Linda,
theory.
Linda,
I'm getting my
No. Hold on. How fucking weird is it that you gonna be wearing someone's pants that they wore Especially for someone like yourself.
Why are you making the assumption it's someone else's pants?
Because
what if it's brand new clothes?
They're not going to give the amount of people that are going to stay there. They're not going to give they're just not going to be a fresh pair of fucking pants.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
It's Disney. They can pull that.
I'm
sorry,
but they're not going to have costuming. Pull a bunch of costumes out of their ass for fucking Joe Schmo that's wearing a quadruple XL. And then I'm sorry, I'm not going to wear someone else's pants. And plus, maybe I just want to live my life in some shorts and a t-shirt Disney.
That's not what this experience is. Then this resort isn't for you. This resort is for the fucking guy who lives and dies by Star Wars. And they want to play a role at Black Spire. Because this is it. This is for the person.
No,
so they can keep the immersive environment going.
No, you're just solely going based off of your own theories.
Because my theory's right.
No, your theory is not right. It has not been proven to be right.
I'm not arguing with you on this. We're going to move on.
No.
Just so you guys know, two nights only. Two-night adventure aboard the Halcyon. It looks cool as shit.
It does look really cool.
You're at a battle station at one point. Like, there's going to be characters walking around, like Chewie and Rey.
Yeah, you can go down into, the boiler room type
thing.
Yeah,
and, help with the ship if it gets damaged during battle. Pretty cool. Check it out. I have plenty of theories that I'll record on another day when Katie isn't around so she doesn't argue with me.
Yeah, because I'm going to call your ass out on your dumbass theories.
Uh-huh. All my theories make sense.
I'm not wearing somebody else's pants. I'm sorry.
You don't have to. It's only underwear you should worry about.
But still, I'm not going to worry. What if they got some rash on their fucking legs? I don't want it.
Maybe measles?
Maybe. If people stop vaccinating their kids like they're doing right now, then fuck yeah. Crotch goblins.
So, the final announcement. I really hope kids are not listening to this.
You missed something.
What did I miss?
You're talking about resorts and everything.
Yeah.
But you missed one little tidbit, one little kiss they gave us.
What was it?
The 50th anniversary
stuff. Oh, my God. I'm such a dickhead.
Yeah, you are.
And I was about to talk about the most boring thing of the keynote.
What was really cool is
It was
after,
a small little section, though.
But what they talked about was for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary, which is 2021.
Which is huge. Big deal.
They released the logo for it, which is real
classy.
Fucking clean. It's the castle. It's silver. It's just got a real clean typeface on it, which is really nice. But they're actually expanding the 50th anniversary celebration to all four parks.
Yeah, which
is
not just Magic
really
Kingdom.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, otherwise you'd be we've done 30 and 35 for Epcot.
And then I did 25.
I did 25 for
Magic
Kingdom, yeah. But they did, they basically, you would cram yourself into one single park to celebrate, the magic of that park. And I think for something like a 50th anniversary for Magic Kingdom in particular, and just that start of the Walt Disney World Resort, I think it's really cool that they're expanding it to all four parks.
Yeah.
But they're doing merch. They showed a little snippet of magic bands and all that shit.
Like glittery ones.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But they were first gen magic bands.
They've been talking about this for a while.
Man, shut the fuck up.
But it was a real small section, but it is exciting to see that's coming up because I know the Disneyland 60th anniversary was such a big deal. And there was so much cool shit that came from it.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what they do for us. So that's going to be really exciting. The final announcement.
Go on to your boring shit.
I know. It was a cool little final piece. They did a little thing with Make-A-Wish Foundation, little celebration with them. But right before they ended with that, they brought out. I just had it.
Are you talking about Disney Cruise Line?
Yeah.
So they released the name of the new boat, Disney Wish.
Disney Wish, yep.
Which is super cute. Rapunzel is going to be the character that's on that one because they have characters on each of the boats, which is fascinating to me because I don't know much about Disney Cruise Line.
Yeah, they have them on the back of the boats, kind of painting each one of the signs.
Yeah, well, I've seen pictures of Dumbo on one of them.
Yeah.
But they also released the name of the new port of call.
Yes, the Lighthouse Point.
Yeah.
In the Bahamas.
Yeah, which is super cool. It'll be cool to have them explore Bahamian culture and that kind of stuff.
I think one of my favorite things about when they were when they brought out the Imagineers responsible for it, one of their biggest points were, you know, building off of it, kind of not damaging the environment there in any way, shape, or form.
No, because it's gorgeous. If you look at pictures of it, it's beautiful.
And kind of being, you know, aware of that.
You know some fucking fuck-ass family, though, is going to ruin it.
I know. At least one family of Mormons are going to ruin it. I'm kidding. Keep listening
to
this,
Mormons.
I don't know why I go after them. But it's going to be really cool how they build off of it. I'm really excited about it. It's going to look really great. It was a little tidbit. They just kind of teased with it. But it's going to be a nice new addition to the cruise. We're going on our first Disney cruise next September.
2020.
So, yeah. But other than that, that was it. That was a big weekend. A lot of announcement. A lot of Epcot announcements. You know, I wanted to record this to, you know, take the 72 hours worth of content and put it into like a 45-minute episode.
Okay.
Of Katie yelling at me.
You did. I'm not yelling at
anybody. We did it. We succeeded.
I just happen to disagree with some of your things, so I'm going to tell you.
That's fine. That's why it makes
for interesting content.
Yeah, it does. It's all about the content, guys.
Is this where I say I hate my friends?
No. Check out my other podcast, I Hate My Friends. Next future episodes are gonna be a little bit more streamlined. They're really gonna be just informational episodes on around resorts.
This wasn't streamlined.
This was streamlined.
You had an itinerary.
Yeah, no, I did.
We went through it, an agenda.
I know we did, but you know it'll be the kind of the same thing. But you know, I won't give my opinions on things. Maybe good. I probably will. That's physically impossible for me to do.
Uh-huh.
But if you guys get a chance, wherever you're listening to this, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, on and so forth. One of the most important things you could do for me is review the podcast. 5 stars is the best thing you could do for me. It gets my podcast out there. I'm doing this for fun, but it's one of those things I really want to pick up, and I really want to have people like Katie and I who go to Disney as adults without kids to really enjoy something that isn't like all the other Disney podcasts.
Sure.
Cool. Awesome. Cool. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it.
Bye.